27 minutes after 5. It's a beautiful morning here in Johannesburg. It's a cold morning here in Johannesburg. Well, it's the 29th of Dhulqaada, 1443. Let's go to Umslanga Rocks early this Thursday morning. Our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A early this Thursday morning. I hope the weather is beautiful there in Umslanga Rocks. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Brother Dawood Mota, and our brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Dhulqaada, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 28 and 29. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The mushrikeen, the idol worshippers and others, they would beg, not beg out of sincerity, but beg out of mockery and to ridicule, Allah forbid, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims, and they would ask and pose the following question, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They would say, when will this promise come of day of justice, that we will all wake up and be resurrected and there'll be justice and reckoning? When will all this happen? And this was to mock and scoff, Allah forbid, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in kuntum sadiqeen, that if you are truthful. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala responds and explains to them, but they are not people who are prepared to listen. As I gave the example on several occasions, if you open the tap and you place a jug or a cup of glass and you keep it upside down, so you can keep it the whole day, nothing will go inside. So because they themselves have put it upside down, so they close their hearts, as they say, قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, our hearts are covered and concealed, and, you know, covered up. So anyway, what happens is, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. If the non-Muslim only knew that what will happen on that day, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, means that the day when all this will happen, then لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم ولا هم ينصرون. Then on that day there, they will not be able to defend themselves, protect themselves from the fire. That when they see it and experience it, then remember that the fire will come, and from their faces they will not be able to defend it, nor will they, from the backs will they defend it, nor will they be able to protect themselves from any way, any side, nothing. So Allah protect us always, read, especially now after Fajr, after Maghrib, at least 7 times we read, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Oh Allah, you protect us and save us from the fire. Let us give you some very important international news, and inshallah, one other very good items, and then inshallah, we'll speak a little bit about Dhul-Hijjah. Number one is, today the Israeli Bennett government collapsed, and that's exactly what we tell you, Jutlas. See, you are not a chosen nation, that you are a you are a nation that is punished by Almighty Allah, and you are totally fragmented and divided nation. Chapter number 59 and verse number 14. Quran Kareem speaks of it. Chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You the people, you think the Jews and the Jutlas are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta. But their hearts are totally fragmented. And remember, they're disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people that don't have any brains, any intellect, intelligence. People can see the intelligent. People can see how many Nobel Prizes they won and so forth. But Almighty Allah states they don't have brains and intelligence. Chapter 59, verse 14, 1. So now, who read the Haaretz newspaper last night before I slept, about half past 11, 11 o'clock. So, mashallah, that I was reading, and they said that, you know what, that government finished today, and Bennett is gone, thrown to the scraps of history. The only prime minister of Israel who used to wear the yarmulke, the small cap, the hat they wear. That is their business. They wear it. We got no problem. But he used to wear it permanently, you know, whenever in public, everywhere. So whether you wear yarmulke, you don't wear yarmulke, you can never save Israel, because you are a cursed nation and not a chosen nation. You will always be punished by Almighty Allah. Bring in Bennett, the man who brought 100,000 settlers there to Masjid al-Aqsa to desecrate it and defile it, and he thought, I will show them power. I will go to MBZ in Dubai. I will have contact with MBS. I got contact with Biden, with America. You can have contact with who you want to. These are bunch of murtad, MBS murtad, MBZ murtad, all out of the fold of Islam. Remember that very clearly. Second one is this, that nobody can help you when the history will be written, another failed prime minister of Israel. That will be written in the annals of history. Now today, a new administration, and Bennett knew he doesn't want to face, you know, Biden eye to eye. So better rabbit does it. I wonder what they're going to discuss about rabbits, or what they're going to discuss. Anyway, we know what is the agenda, that they will tell Saudi Arabia, they will tell Israel, put pressure on Pakistan, that they also must recognize them, and all these type of things will be discussed. So that's one issue. Let me come to you at Saudi Arabia. You see, yesterday the official announcement was made that today Thursday is first of Zulhijjah day in Saudi. So Arafat day will be next week Friday, and Eid will be on the 9th of July. So that's their business according to how they run things. But for us, people who are really concerned of our deen, people who are really concerned whether you're making Arafat on the right day or not, let me tell you this, that there's no sighting there of the moon, that they have moon samis there, that this year also what they did, they concocted it, that Hajj must be on the Friday, the Ummah will get happy, and they'll make Akbari Hajj, Akbari Hajj. But ask them, how old was the moon from after Maghrib last night at Saudi time? 10 hours, 11 hours, maximum 12 hours. Show me in the world where you can see the moon with the naked eye in 10, 11, 12 hours. No way is possible. But they can cook up anything they can do. They'll speak to America, speak to their leaders, speak to bootleg Israel. Say, yes, yes, make the Muslims happy. Muslims have got hurt mentality, majority of them. Tell them vaccine, they'll take vaccine. Tell them do this, they'll do this, you see. Tell them Arafat Friday, say, oh, Shabash calendar, how lucky we are to be there. So yes, you are fortunate, irrespective of which day is Hajj. But remember, don't think that these people are doing you a favor. They only know how to take the dollars and the money and the riyals out of your pocket. That's what they need to, what they're doing, if you really understand the real politics going on there. And not from now, past 40 years, this is 40, 45 years it's going on like this. And we got all the evidence for all these things there. Anyway, and I sent it a long time also before. Next one is this, that tonight, we and you in South Africa and other places, where today is the 29th of Zulqada, so to remember today, we must now clip our nails, we must remove the unwanted hair, all that we must do today before Maghrib. So now in the morning, after Zohar, after Asr quickly, or before Maghrib, but make sure before sunset you clip your nails, remove the unwanted hair, all that. And that is a sunnah for male and female, especially for those people who are performing Qurbani here in South Africa or in overseas. So that's one. Once the moon is sighted, Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin. So read that dua and all the other duas. If you listen to last night's Nasiha I sent out, so the duas are mentioned there. So Allah the reward of Mawana Ahmad Tokrat Hafidahullah. So he prepares it and sends it to me, and then we dispatch it from our side. So that is what you should take cognizance of. And remember that if you keep one day fast from tomorrow onwards, inshallah, we hope and pray we see the moon. It's 36, 37 hours or more, Allah knows best. So in which part of the world we are, then remember it's one year reward. But if we have qada fast, then rather keep the qada fast first, and you can't combine the intention. You can't say qada and Zulhijjah, you keep qada only. So that is, oh yes, I got two stories of children, wonderful children, our flowers. You see, yesterday, Mohan Arafat, you must listen nicely. This was a nice incident.
Jesus.
So you finished our bliss of marriage with me yesterday at 12 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then my wife and myself were sitting there. Then I had a nice lunch and everything. And thereafter, I was walking. So I saw our two brothers, you know, from Bloemfontein. And they were there. In Bloemfontein, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they did, he was smiling. So they came to meet me. They said, Muftike. I said, yes. And the youngster spoke. He said, no. You know, African youngster, he said that, you know, you came Bloemfontein and you gave me money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, subhanallah, I don't remember anything. So he said, yes, you gave me money and that. So I told him, because when I meet all the children, I say, you must become hafiz and make dua for them. So I asked him, you started your hifz? He said, yes. I got very happy. But the father said he played too much with his cell phone. He's not learning properly. So then I took him, I hugged him, everything, and I told him, see, Dad, now me, I'm coming for your jalsa now. You better read fast. I'm telling you, and learn fast. Mm-hmm. I became Bloemfontein when you finished. So he was so happy that we gave more money. So we gave him more money. Then I told him, now you must start. So that got finished at the airport. Last night we were at the Hilal Masjid, so mashallah, we thank all the imams, we thank all the trustees, all of them. I don't know who's who in the trustees, I don't know all the imams also, but anyway, so Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. Now I'm going out, this one want to meet, lot of them. Right in the ending, Hafiz Basa is a sharpshooter, you know, he knows all the roads and everything properly. So Hafiz Basa, then he's waiting for me, so there's one, father and son, they're waiting for me there. So I tell him, how are you? They said, better, you must become Hafiz. So the father said, but he's Hafiz already.
Mm.
So I asked him, bhai, what's your name? They say, Yunus Muhammad. Yunus Randeri, yeah. You know, I make mix up also. So Yunus Randeri, he told me. Yunus Muhammad, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, I see you 12 years old, you finish Hafiz. MashaAllah. So I hugged him, kissed his forehead, everything. So then the father said, we were together in Hajj and thus in that year and that year. I said, bye. People tell me I can't remember everybody's name, make me laugh. But I was so happy I met that youngster, you know. His father said, oh, Mufti, this youngster of mine is your number one fan. Then he can imitate you properly. I told him, oh, look the other side. He started reading. He said, very shy, he didn't want to read. I said, start, Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli. But he don't want to. Allah Ta'ala reward all our youngsters, mashallah. Last story, the next stories.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't feeling too well. Yesterday, the weather in Durban, perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, excellent. Today, a little bit cold here, but yesterday was perfect. So I told my connection, my doctor, Junaid Arbi, Dr. Junaid, I told him, doc, me, I'm not well. I have to deliver so many lectures. Let them meet me somewhere and give me injection, medicine, whatever. They say, perfect, I'll meet you. So I landed. I'm telling them, what must I do? They say, I'm coming straight to the airport because it's nearby and I'll give you everything you want. So yeah, the airport in the vehicle, mashallah, doc is busy, injection, medicine, everything. I'm in tip-top condition, inshallah. So that's my story, Maulana. Let's carry on with your story.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, there's a listener who wants to know that, can I pray for the wellness of my non-Muslim boss? He is in hospital currently, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We pray for everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists also we pray for. Remember that as long as they're alive, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Shifa-e-kamil, zahiran wa batina. Complete cure. Externally, they got this sickness, that sickness. Internally, we all are sick internally. Our pride, our jealousy, our excessive love for the world. And 99% of us got some spiritual sickness and so forth and so on. Hubbul maal, love for excessive wealth and what goes on today. So remember, yes, you pray for your boss. And when he recovers, you must tell him, boss, me, I prayed for you. You know that. I was so worried. Boss will somehow give you an increase also, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ustad, somebody wants to know, Ustad, that my brother is gone for Hajj. Why must I make qurbani for him here when he will be making there, Ustad?
My brother, you mustn't confuse issues. Sometimes when you confuse issues, then you blow your fuses also. When a person performs tamattu hajj, so tamattu means when he went to Medina, then from Medina he performed umrah. Now he's in his normal clothes, he's sleeping with his wife and everything. If he went with his wife, then what happens is this. Hajj time on the 8th, so this will be Thursday next week. A week from now, they will wear ihram and go to Mina. Then Arafat, they will do Friday and all that, right? So then on Saturday next week, they will make a hadith. Hadi is the term used in the Quran. So, man tamatta bil umrati lal hajji famastay salam min al hajj. Surah 2, verse 196 and so forth, you can see it. Second one is the Dhamme Shukr, what our people call. That is for the Hujjaj. And for your Udhiyah, for your annual Qurbani, Bakri'id Qurbani, the Hajj animal must be slaughtered in Makkah or Mina. And your annual Qurbani, Bakri'id Qurbani, that must be done anywhere in the world. Especially for the Hanafis, is wajib, compulsory, so you have to slaughter two. One is your Hajj one, and one is your annual Qurbani, your Bakri'id Qurbani, your Udhiyah. So that's why your brother told you to slaughter it, and you must do it. Then that one you do either on the 10th, 11th, 12th of Zulhijjah, inshallah. But according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, majority of the jurors, scholars, remember they slaughter one only, and that is the Dhamme Shukr, the Hadi, that will suffice for them. And remember that will that will suffice, and they don't have to make the Bakri'id, Eidul Adha Qurbani, whether they're performing Hajj or not, so they don't have to do that. Few people do it, so it will suffice for all of them.
Ustad, Dr. Sir wants to know that how true is it? Ustad, how true is it Hamas releases video of Israeli citizen held captive since 2015? Ustad, Dr. Sir.
Yes, I received it. Whether it's true or not true, they have all the right to do and withhold the Israeli. I told you 100 times, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. That's our Islamic law. We don't curry favor with anybody, any person, any politician, any government, any organization. So if they are withholding, you know Shalit, he was one of the South Africans who went. I can't maybe pronounce his name properly. The Jutla names are too difficult for us. So anyway, that when he's a South African, went there and the Palestinians captured him and they kept him for a long period, over a year or more and so forth and so on, as a bargaining chip. So because you hold one Jutla dead or alive, so you must remember then the Jutlas, they wake up and then they say, okay, let's negotiate. For you, our one will give you 5. For our one will give you 10. For our one will give you 20, like that. So 100% permissible to do that. You call that Mubadalatul Usara in our Islamic terminology, exchange of prisoners of war. So you must remember, 100% permissible. There's no problem with that Islamic thing. And what they are doing doing to our children, what they are doing to our people, the whole world know that they are an apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime. But just because they are Jutlas and whites, there's a different law for them. Remember that.
I see Brother Bobby, he's back with you this morning. He says, tell AK that does he know that the West will cut ties with South Africa? Ustad, Bobby.
What's the question, Mama?
He says that the West will cut ties with South Africa, Ustad. That's what he says, Bobby.
Bobby, you must be living in dreamland, you know. So you must remember South Africa, with all its faults and everything, is still the powerhouse here in Southern Africa. Western countries are prostitutes. What they are, Bobby? They are prostitutes. They know how to rob people and rob the third world. Which country you want to discuss? America invaded Iraq and stole over millions and billions of dollars of oil. For what they invaded them, Blair and Bush, they invaded them. Don't come tell me it's a holy war, it's an oily war. If you don't know that, go ahead. They both are war criminals and will be hanged in public, Bush and Blair, one. Then France, you want to speak of them? They occupied Algeria for 132 years. They occupied Tunisia for 75 years and stole and raped that country. Then your Belgium and all of them, they raped and plundered and looted. You must remember Congo for all the diamonds and whatever else and other natural material, mineral sources. Every Western country, you must remember, occupied, almost every Western country occupied Africa. And to steal Britain, don't speak of Britain. They're the biggest crooks, remember this type of things. So what will they cut ties with South Africa? South Africa has got so many mineral sources, resources, and so forth. So remember, there's different things, there's absolute mismanagement and so forth. But they know where their bread is buttered. Brother Rob or Bob, don't get robbed of intelligence, my brother. Go back to school.
SubhanAllah. Somebody says here, we'll start from overseas, that talk is cheap. Nobody can tell you about Hajj, as Hajj is about an individual's experience. Mufti Sahab, why is Hajj unaffordable? Is this in Hadith that this time will come? London, Ustad.
100%, you must remember, I really cry, I really sympathize with you British, Americans, Canadians, Australians, because this Murtad bin Shaitan has destroyed the Hajj completely for you all. He gave it to the Mushrikeen, the BJP party. Can you imagine a person who called themselves Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, that they call themselves such people, that they're making khidmat and serving the Hujjaj? They fleece the Hajis. One Hajis minimum they have to pay is 100, 125, 150 thousand, and that also for -4, -3 Hajj, -5 Hajj, and they're charging you that. And if you want special services, then 200,000 and above. That is the South African money. Imagine the people in Britain, they have to pay in pounds. In America, they have to pay in dollars and so forth and so on. So it's a complete rip-off. You must remember this. But the day will come that MBS, and therefore I am very clear on this issue. I perform Hajj with Allah's help several times. I perform Umrah with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, nothing to do with us. But remember, for that we make shukr. But for these people, I tell you, wallahi, Allah will decimate them, destroy them. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Go read the Guardian newspaper. People come to the airport, Manchester, and they tell them, no, you're not on the flight. Mutawif didn't book you on the flight. Mutawif are mushriks, are Hindus. They are the enemies of Islam in India. And you go give them the contract. Where's your brains? In your upper town. So you must remember this type of things there. So these are the things. Remember, this regime there is a puppet regime of America and Israel. That's what they are.
I see there's a youngster, Ustad, who's listening to you and says that, dear Mufti, I am 11 years old and I'm listening to you. I have a new pet cat. Should I give it a Muslim or a non-Muslim name, Ustad?
No, You give it a nice name. So you like it, right, my brother? What's his name, the young brother, Maulana?
He's 11 years old, Ustad.
No, his name.
No. Yeah, there's no name, Ustad. Maybe still typing.
Oh, no name brand. There's no name brand. Okay. So you must remember that. So we don't know his name. So if we knew his name, we should give some munasaba. You know munasaba?
Mm-hmm.
So munasaba is that if his name is, say, Hamid, then we keep the catch name Mahmoud. Not Mahmoud, Mahbub. Not Mahmoud, Mahbub.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, something munasib, something suitable to that, you see. So anyway, that is Jamil, then we say Jamila, like that. So keep name something that is suitable
Yusuf.
To your name also. Yusuf. So Yusuf was very, very handsome. So keep the cat's name. You must remember Jamil. Mm. Or keep it something like that. It's fine. No problem.
Mm. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that what is the best wazifa Allah has prescribed for us to do? Life is in turmoil and now we have no choice but to turn only to Allah, Ustad.
So you see, we must be the servants and slaves of Allah. Now, today's world, secular world, capitalistic world, you know, yesterday, I want all of you, I told my wife to bring that newspaper with me, because when I fly and here and there, I pick up all the newspapers and I read it. It's a brilliant article, you know, in yesterday's Business Times. So because I read paper cover to cover, you know, quick, we just go through this. So you all must wake up a little bit. You know, Muslims, fast asleep, majority, can't read Quran properly, but they want to speak of Islam, you know. So you must go read the Business Times. You must remember of yesterday, Wednesday. What's today? Yeah, Thursday.
Gee.
So yesterday, Wednesday. So go read the Business Times of yesterday. It was a brilliant article. This kind of articles, I take it out and put in my archives. That American public is saying that capitalism is failing them. I repeat, American public is saying that capitalism is failing them. So remember this, that is what they are saying. So this is the American, capitalism that is saying that this thing, capitalism, is failing them. Now, my taxi came, my brother Hafiz Ab is here. Hafiz Ab is here, yeah. So, Hafiz Mehtar. So, anyway, so I want you all to read it. You can just Google it and then it don't cost you anything. And in that way, there. So, you must read that. So, this whole world today, if you look at majority, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody, what has happened to them is this. They got so sucked into the system of capitalism, secularism. Secularism means that you advocate and promote a godless society. And you see China, Russia, whole lot. Putin, you're doing a good job. The new Hitler, we support you, remember. He's a harami, but you need one harami for the other harami. So you must remember that. So that is what's happening. Now human beings today only want to remember God, Almighty Allah, when times are difficult. We have to remember Allah day and night. We are the slaves and servants of Allah. Not Allah is our servant, Allah forbid. So today's human being, when now they speak problems, now I can't go anywhere, now we go to Allah. Allah said, never mind, I still love you so much. I still give you chance, opportunity. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you all your sins and never become this illusion in the mercy. You want the most powerful one? لا إله إلا الله محمد الرسول. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. So read all that, inshallah. One more question.
I've got a question from Adrian. He says that, good morning, sir. Don't you think old age is a blessing from God? Why do you guys ask God for long life when you know you sin daily? Ustad Adrian.
I just said, this brother here did me a big favor. They kept me there in the office, and I just left him, and he was so happy. So, mashallah, I'm just leaving the office here. I got the office here outside. So, you see, when you work for Allah, little bit also, Allah Ta'ala give us whole dunya, inshallah. Okay, right, Hafizab, you're right. Right, Hafizab, slowly, Hafizab. So, inshallah, so let's go now. So, you see, my brother, when you're half coach, that's very dangerous. Remember that. In Islam, they ask Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Man Khairun Nas, who's the best of people? Then the Master Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man Tala Umruhu wa Hasuna Amaluhu, that whosoever Allah gave him long life, wa Hasuna Amaluhu, and then he does good actions. So we don't say good life for everybody, every Tom, Dick and Harry and every Tom, Dick and Mary. We say no, that for those people, long life, who will do good actions. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that a'maru ummati bayna sittin wa sab'in, and the average age of this ummah will be 60, 70, I'm in that age now, and wa qalluhum may yujawidu dhalik, and very few people will exceed that limit there. So that is what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Okay, quickly, let us just give you the program for today, inshallah. And so, number one is 8:30 to 9 today will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat and with Mawla Zahid Khan, and they'll be discussing Hajj and related issues. 11 to 12, we have a wonderful program, Mawla Zahid Khan and myself, inshallah, all to do with Zulhijjah and what we're supposed to do today and what we're supposed to do during the first 10 days and the days of Hajj and so forth. So, we will discuss everything briefly. And inshallah, all related issues. Thereafter, 1 to 2 will be tafsir, inshallah. Today we complete Surah Ar-Rahman. And then tonight our lecture will be at the Avondale, where our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all of them are. So inshallah, there will be the program after Isha tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. It will be live, inshallah al-Aziz, on Radio Lansar and on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Anybody, I'm here the whole day, so in Umslanga. So anybody wants to send me messages today, WhatsApp messages, email messages, to know. So I don't want long stories, please. I just say, if it's very long, I just say contact other ulama. So keep it short and to the point, and send me what you want, because today I'll have enough time. 071-888-1184, and inshallah we will answer your queries. To all of you there, mashallah. Oh yeah, and our decoders, mashallah, we took a decision now yesterday that we will be giving the decoders, we will be sending it today, tomorrow Mubarak Khan. He is our student, great person, mashallah, in Chatsworth. He's doing good work. Our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, I met him last night, and inshallah that and the Mona Abid Khan, they're there in Vellum, and inshallah we will send decoders to Mona Huzaifa in Sanford. So inshallah, you the people in Vellum, you the people in Chatsworth, Phoenix, poor Muslims only, very poor. So then you contact these Maulanas tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and then you can pick it up, and then the installer will come and he'll put it up for you and install it for you, all free of charge, fratres, and compliments of Capital. Make dua for all of us and Capital. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.